This is Rich Jones, host of Jacksonville's Morning News, heard weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on News 104.5 WOKV. Thanks for listening to our Jacksonville's Morning News podcast. If you haven't yet, subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and the Mark Kay Show. Don't forget, head to iTunes or Google Play and leave a review. Thanks for listening. On this Tuesday, it's another test for both parties, another midterm primary election swing through four states, Vermont, Connecticut, but really the focus seems to be on Minnesota and Wisconsin in the Midwest to see where the races for governor, the Senate, and the House will ultimately test the strength of President Trump's coalition against the energy of Democrats who are fighting to beat back GOP gains. Live team coverage continues as Brian Kilmeade is going to be on the story starting at 9 o'clock on the Brian Kilmeade Show. You know, these primaries, do they send messages for campaigns and candidates during this busy midterm election season ahead of the big November election?
Well, a couple of things, Rich. I think that, you know, early on, you know, it's I hate Trump or I really like Trump, and that'll get you the nomination. But sooner or later, these men and women have to tell us what they're about. You know, we got to get to know who they are. They can't just keep saying Donald Trump likes me or Donald Trump's going to come raise money for me. And I don't just think that's Florida. I think that's everywhere. And I just think that we don't even, you know, the president was over in upstate New York trying to help out. I can't even remember the woman's name. All I remember is Trump is there going after Andrew Cuomo. And the president goes in and does a great job and gets everyone fired up. You just got to hope, if you're a Republican, that they say, yeah, the president wants me to vote for the Republican. I'm going to go do it. But if I'm that candidate, I don't remember Bush 43. I don't remember Clinton. Overwhelming the persona of the person representing me, like this president. There's something about him. He's a big help, but he also, it's hard to identify yourself, get your own identity, and that's going to be key.
We'll keep you up to date on the results through the night tonight and full recap tomorrow starting at 5 on Jacksonville's Morning News. The president asking on Twitter if the firing of FBI agent Peter Strzok means an end to the Russia probe. Strzok initially was removed from the Russia investigation and then ultimately fired as a result. The question coming from the president is, might this mean an end to the Russia probe? You see the signs?
No. I think it's a hope. It's continuing to, and I think effective for him, to wear down the popularity of the Mueller probe and the credibility of it. But do you really think that Peter Strzok, being he was let go immediately by Mueller, Mueller doesn't speak, he does not have a press agent, they don't have a communications division, but this will have nothing to do with let go. But I just can't, you know what I would love to see? I would love to see people say, yeah, you know what, I don't like President Trump, but man, this guy's got to go. You know, I don't love the fact that he was cheating on his wife openly, using government phones to do it, talking about his bias against a candidate, a bias against a president-elect, a bias against a president, and a hope and a wish to be part of an impeachment process. Yet he was number three at the FBI. The number two is in legal trouble, and Andy McCabe. Comey has been fired, and I believe if you read his book, listen to his testimony, and I think discredited. And now Peter Strzok, my goodness, if you watch him testify, he is eminently unlikable, and he's got an arrogance that you only read about. And I just think that even Democrats got to say we're better off without this with this guy in there. And they say Lisa Page, who he was having the affair with, said, yeah, I don't like President Trump. And you know, we were talking about a plan. And she was very candid behind closed doors, not the smug arrogance that we saw. So I'm glad he's gone. I cannot believe it took this long. Rich, you and I would have been out we would have been out 2 years ago if we did this at our organization. But in the FBI, they investigate, they demote, and then they finally let go.
Listen to Brian Kilmeade today, 9 to 11, and every weekday and Tuesday mornings during Jacksonville's Morning News as we update weather and traffic.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.